Hasn't this been good this morning? You know, it's refreshing to know that when we're worshiping here in this room, in this building, that there are other places that are worshiping also. And worship may look different, may sound different, may whatever, but God loves it. God loves it. Did you know our God is a diverse God? I mean, he is one, but he created diversity. You're not like anybody else. And thank the Lord, I'm not like anybody else, right? Or there's nobody else like me, I guess I might say. Again, about 2 weeks ago, I went and spoke at Pastor Nelson's church. Rios de Agua Viva, right? Rios de Agua Viva. I think it means rivers of living water. Am I right? Okay. Rivers of living water. And Pastor Nelson is here this morning to speak to us. When I spoke there at their church a couple weeks ago, I preached that we may vary in all of these superfluous things, these important issues, right? Sometimes we make them important, but they're really not. When it all boils down to it, there is one thing that's important, that is Jesus Christ. Because if you don't have Jesus Christ, it doesn't matter what language you worship in, doesn't matter if you wave flags when you worship, doesn't matter if you worship on your knees or standing up or hands raised. If you don't have Jesus, it's all meaningless. And it's a thing that it's the common ground at what unites us together. I'm proud to present Pastor Nelson Torres this morning from Rios de Agua Viva. And he's going to be preaching in Spanish because this is how they do it at their church, okay? But Maria is who was that not special this morning? And so she is going to be the translator, and she's going to translate into English for us, those us gringos that don't know Españolio. And so, but I'm excited to have you here, and let me just pray for both of them. Yeah, come here. Father, we thank you for what you're doing in our midst. And Lord, we just ask that you would continue the attitude of worship as we worship, even through the preaching of your word. Father, I pray that the words that are spoken are not Pastor Nelson's words, but they're anointed words straight from the Father, Father. And touch us with them. Change us, mold us, make us new. Make it fresh for us today, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Y todos decimos amén. Amén.
And we all say amen.
Trying to turn the mic. It's a little different, como dijo el pastor. Poco diferente.
It's a little different, like the pastor said.
Pero Dios es el mismo.
But our God is the same.
Qué hermosa adoración.
How beautiful worship, the worship.
Qué hermoso es cuando adoramos.
How beautiful it is when we worship.
Para eso fuimos hechos.
That's what we were made for.
Fuimos hechos.
We were made.
Creados.
Created.
Y formados.
And formed.
Para alabanza de su gloria.
To praise him and for his glory.
¿Cuántos dicen amén?
How many of you can say amen to that?
Usted.
You.
Ha sido hecho.
You have been made.
Usted ha sido hecha.
You have been made.
Para adorar a Dios.
To worship the Lord.
En la adoración.
In the middle of the worship.
Dios hace cosas hermosas.
God does great things.
Porque
things.
Él habita en medio de la alabanza.
Because he dwells
y cuando
in
le alabamos,
praise and worship. And when we
él está
him,
con usted.
He is with you.
He is with us now.
Él está con nosotros.
Él adora que le adoremos.
He loves for us to worship him.
Cuando le adoramos,
when we worship him,
los ángeles en el cielo,
the angels above,
they just listen. They're doing as we're doing here. Lo vamos a hacer un día.
We're going to do it one
eternamente.
Day. Eternally.
¿Cuántos están de acuerdo con
eso? How many of you understand that and agreement with that?
Hallelujah. Muy contento de estar aquí.
I'm very happy to be here.
Muy honrados.
Very honored.
Gracias por ese compañerismo.
Thank you for that companionship.
Que debería de ser en todos.
That should be within all of us.
Pero alguien tiene que comenzarlo.
But somebody has to start it.
You have started. No somos diferentes.
We're not different.
Vivimos
we live
en áreas diferentes.
In different areas.
Pero somos.
But we are.
Una creación.
We are creation.
Dios nos ha hecho.
God made us.
Para que la tierra.
So that the earth.
Tenga su presencia.
Have his presence.
En here. Ninguna otra creación.
In no other creation.
Dios dijo.
Did the Lord say.
Pondré mi espíritu en ellos.
I'm going to put my spirit in them.
Pero en nosotros.
But in us he did.
Aleluya. Cuando tú le adoras.
When you worship him.
Es el espíritu de Dios que da testimonio a tu espíritu.
Is the spirit of God giving testimony to
que
your spirit.
Que tú eres de Dios.
That you are of God.
Y porque eres de Dios.
And because you are of God.
Adoras a Dios.
You worship him.
Y porque tú adoras a Dios.
And because you worship him.
Otros vendrán y querrán adorar.
Others will come and would want to worship too.
Porque él.
Because he.
Es amor.
He is love.
Estoy convencido.
I'm very convinced
que adorarlo
that worshiping the Lord
tiene diferentes
has different
maneras de ser.
Have different ways of being.
Una de ellas es
one of them is
ayunar.
When we
sé que esta iglesia
fast.
Ayuna mucho.
I know that this church fasts a lot.
Nosotros también.
We do too.
No es algo que
it's not something that
todo mundo quiere
that everyone wants to do.
Pero es algo que todo mundo necesita.
But it's something that everyone needs.
Es como la medicina.
It's like the medicine.
Casi a nadie le gusta.
Nobody really likes it.
Pero es necesario.
But it's needed.
Aleluya. Gloria a Dios.
Glory to God.
La oración.
Prayer.
Es la fuerza más poderosa que el cristiano puede tener.
It's the most powerful force. That a Christian can have.
Lo voy a repetir una vez más.
I'm going to repeat it one more time.
La oración es la fuerza más poderosa.
Prayer is the most powerful force
que el cristiano
that a Christian
puede tener.
Can have.
Y si la acompaña,
and if it's accompanied
de ayuno o con ayuno,
with fasting,
no es una arma convencional.
It's not just any conventional weapon.
Es una super arma.
It's a super weapon.
Hay demonios.
There's demons.
Que resisten a la oración de cualquier persona.
That will resist someone's prayer. Just anyone's prayer could resist
ellos
it.
Se ríen. Pero.
But.
Cuando tú oras.
When you pray.
Y ayunas.
And you fast.
Ellos tienen que correr.
They have to run.
They gotta go. Porque a la presencia de Dios.
Because in the presence of the Lord,
nadie se puede resistir.
No one can resist it.
Por eso mismo,
that's why
ayunar y orar
to pray and to fast
es la clave, iglesia.
It's the key, church.
Es la clave.
It's the key.
Los cristianos necesitamos orar y ayunar.
As Christians, we need to pray and we need to fast.
¿Cómo lo hacemos?
How do we do it?
La iglesia,
the church,
sana.
When we do it, the church heals.
La iglesia,
the church,
prospera.
Prospers.
La iglesia
the church
se fortalece.
Is strengthened.
Y la iglesia viene a ser
and then the church becomes to be
como un oasis,
like an oasis
en medio del desierto.
In the middle of the desert.
Todos quieren venir.
Everyone wants to come.
Porque han visto el milagro en ti.
Because they did a miracle
porque han visto
in you.
El cambio en ti.
Because they've seen changes in
han
you.
Han visto a tus hijos cambiar.
Because they've seen your children change.
Han visto al vecino cambiar.
Because they've seen the neighbor
han visto
change.
Sanar el
because
cáncer.
They've seen cancer be healed.
Han visto cómo la gente se transforma
because
en algo
how people are transformed
positivo
into something
para la,
positive
para el pueblo, para la ciudad.
For the people, for the city.
Jesucristo
Jesus Christ
enseñó a sus discípulos.
He taught his disciples.
Y hoy nosotros nos consideramos sus discípulos.
And today now we consider ourselves a disciples.
¿Cuántos se consideran discípulos de Jesús
esta mañana?
How many
of you consider yourself a disciple of Jesus?
Okay, esta palabra es para usted.
So this word is for you.
Mateo 6.
Matthew 6.
17 y 18.
17 and 18.
Jesús le está hablando a usted.
Jesus is speaking to you.
Porque la palabra de Dios es viva.
Because the word of God is
y
alive.
Eficaz. Nunca pasa de moda.
It is never old.
Es la misma ayer.
It's the same yesterday.
Hoy
today,
y por siempre.
And forever.
Pero tú,
but you,
diga usted, yo. Si usted se considera un discípulo de Dios, diga yo.
If you consider yourself a disciple of God, say I.
Pero tú,
but I,
cuando ayunes,
when you fast,
unge tu cabeza y lava tu rostro.
You anoint your head and you wash your face.
Para no mostrar a los hombres que
so
ayunas.
That, So you, that you don't show man that you're fasting.
Sino a tu padre,
but that you're showing your father
que está en secreto.
Who, in the secret.
Y tu padre que ve en secreto,
and the father that sees in the secret,
te recompensará en público.
He will reward you in public.
Déjenme decir esto.
Let me tell you something.
En Centro Cristiano Río de Agua Viva,
at our church,
hoy,
today,
específicamente a esta hora durante
today,
el servicio,
right now, during service,
como lo estamos haciendo aquí,
just like we're doing here,
estamos también entregando una semana, 7 días de ayuno.
We are giving to the Lord 7 days of fasting. We've been fasting all week.
No amamos hacerlo, pero lo deseamos.
We don't love to do it, but we desire to do it.
Esa es la realidad. No amamos hacerlo, pero lo necesitamos.
That's the reality. We don't love to do it, but we need to do it.
La realidad es que no es muy bueno, pero es excelente.
The reality is that it's not good. No, it's excellent.
El ayuno,
fasting,
tiene muchas,
it has many,
muchas bendiciones,
many blessings.
Primero,
first,
te hace a ti,
it makes you,
una persona,
a person,
con poder superior,
with superior power.
Tú tienes el poder de Dios.
You have the power of God.
Tú le dices a este demonio, sal y sale.
You tell that demon to leave and he will leave.
En el nombre de Jesús.
In the name of Jesus.
En Dallas, Texas.
In Dallas, Texas.
En esta iglesia.
In this church.
Esta es una palabra profética.
This is a prophetic word.
No sé aquí para quién es.
I don't know who it is to.
Pero sé que es de parte de Dios.
It's from God.
Dios.
God.
En los días por venir.
In the days to come.
Hará.
Will do.
Un milagro.
A miracle.
En tu vida.
In your life.
No sé qué tú estás necesitando.
I don't know what it is that you're needing.
No sé cuál es tu problema.
I don't know what your problem
pero
is.
Dios dice.
But God says.
It's done. Está hecho.
It's done.
Dijo el Señor Jesús.
The Lord says, Jesus said,
guárdense de hacer su propia justicia.
Keep from doing your own justice.
Para que sean vistos.
So that you may be seen.
Por los demás.
By others.
Y de otra manera, ¿qué recompensa tendremos?
And in any other way, what recompense would we have?
Dios quiere.
God wants.
Que nosotros seamos.
For us to be.
Sus instrumentos.
His instruments.
Tú eres como.
You are like.
Un lapicero.
Like a pen.
En las manos de Dios.
In the hand of God.
Escribiendo.
You're writing.
Marcando.
Marking.
Haciendo un diseño.
Making a design.
Tú eres en las manos de Dios.
You are in the hands of God.
Como un bisturí. Que corta.
Like a scissor that cuts.
Y corta
cuts
muy finamente.
Very finely.
En las manos de Dios.
In the hands of God.
Cuando tú ayunas y oras.
When you pray and when you fast.
Eres como el ángel Gabriel.
You are like that angel.
Que vienes y traes la palabra.
Gabriel, that you come and you give that word.
Y en el momento oportuno.
And in the right time.
Tú la entregas.
You give it.
A la persona correcta.
To that the correct person.
Eres un mensajero de Dios.
You're a messenger of God.
Y Dios habla por medio de tu
and God
boca.
Speaks on behalf of your through you.
Debemos de orar y ayunar.
We should pray and we should fast.
Iglesia.
Church.
Es tiempo.
It's time.
Nunca es tarde.
It's never too
si
late.
Nunca lo has practicado.
If you have never done it or practiced
today.
It. Today.
Hoy es el día.
Today
que
is
tú
the
puedes
day
comenzar.
That you could start.
Nunca es tarde.
It's never too
nunca
late.
Es demasiado.
It's never too
nunca
much.
Nunca es malo.
It's never bad.
Siempre será bueno.
It'll always be
para
good.
Ti.
For you.
Y para los que están a tu alrededor.
And for those that are around you.
Para ti.
For you.
Para tu iglesia.
For your church.
Para ti.
For you.
Para tu familia.
For your family.
Para ti.
For you.
Y para tu negocio.
And for your business.
Para ti.
For
y
you.
Para todos los que están cerca de ti.
Everybody that's
porque te vuelves como
you you,
una luz.
Because you become like that
en
light
medio de la oscuridad.
In the middle of darkness.
Eres como el agua fresca.
You're like that fresh water.
Para el sediento.
For those who
para
are thirsty. For those who are hungry.
El ayuno.
Fasting,
no es una cuestión de que lo hacemos o no lo hacemos.
It's not a question of doing it or not doing it.
El ayuno no es una opción.
It's not an option.
Es un mandato.
It's an order from
tenemos
God.
Que hacerlo.
We have to do
si
it.
No lo has hecho,
if you have not
te invito
it,
a que lo hagas.
I'm inviting you to do
no
it.
No esperes.
Don't wait.
Estar en una situación difícil.
Don't wait to be in a difficult
no, 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 no.
Situation. No.
Cuando estamos en buen shape.
Do it when you're in a good shape.
Tú puedes hacerlo.
You can do it.
como una alabanza,
as a praise,
como una adoración,
as an worship,
no como una necesidad.
Not as a necessity.
Esto es como
this is like
cuando tú
when you,
quieres un mejor empleo.
When you want a better job.
Cuando quieres un mejor empleo,
when you want a better job,
no esperes buscar trabajo.
You're not going to wait to look for
cuando
job
no tienes trabajo.
When you don't have a job.
No, cuando tú tienes trabajo,
when you have a job,
tú
you
buscas
start looking,
si el Señor te da en tu mente,
if the Lord gives you something in your mind,
un aumento,
maybe in raise,
él te incomoda.
He'll start
y tú
speaking to you.
Comienzas a ver
and then you start seeing
diferentes posiciones,
different positions,
y aplicas,
and you apply for those.
Te llaman,
they call you.
No te conviene.
It's not good
te
for
vuelven
you.
A llamar.
They call you again from someone
y a lo mejor
else.
Sí te conviene.
And maybe this time it's convenient for you.
Pero cuando tú no tienes trabajo,
but when you don't have a job,
cualquier trabajo,
any job,
the minimum wage será suficiente. Lo tomarás
it'll be
porque
enough,
lo necesitas.
You will take it because you need it.
Oh, pero
but
en el Señor es similar.
With the Lord is similar.
Cuando estamos en el Señor,
when we are in God,
y estamos en ese mover del Espíritu.
We're in the movement
estamos
of the
en esa unción
we're in
de
that
paz,
of peace,
de gozo,
of joy.
Pide lo que quieras.
Ask whatever you want.
Posiblemente te lo dé.
Maybe he will give it to
posiblemente
you.
No.
Maybe not.
¿Saben qué he aprendido?
But you know what I have learned?
Que Dios aún los caprichos los concede.
Lord, even our desires he'll give to us.
Jeremías 29:11.
Jeremiah 29:11 says.
Él dice.
He says.
Que yo tengo pensamientos
that
para
I have
ustedes.
Thoughts for you.
Son pensamientos buenos.
They're thoughts of good.
Y de paz.
And of peace.
Para darles los deseos de su corazón.
To give you the desires of your heart.
¿Qué tú deseas?
What do you desire?
Está en las manos de Dios.
It's in the hands of God.
¿Puedes creer?
You can believe.
Al que cree todo le es posible.
To those who believe everything is possible.
Por tanto, el ayuno.
Therefore, fasting.
Te fortalece.
It strengthens you.
El ayuno te da propiedad.
Fasting gives you that
de las,
ownership.
De las promesas de Dios.
It gives you that ownership of the promises of God. You take them.
Son tuyas.
They're yours.
¿No las tienes?
They're not, you don't have them.
Pero dice Hebreos 11:1.
But Hebrews 11:1 says.
La fe es la certeza de lo que esperamos.
Faith is the certainty of what we're waiting for.
Es la convicción de lo que no vemos.
It's the conviction of what we cannot see.
Traducido a nuestro tiempo actual.
To translate that to our language.
Hoy, aquí.
Today, now.
La fe.
Faith.
En nosotros.
In us.
Es la capacidad.
Is the capacity.
Que nosotros tenemos de creer.
That we have to believe.
Que hoy vamos a recibir.
That today we're going to receive.
Lo que Dios tiene para nosotros.
What God has for us.
Mañana.
Tomorrow.
Puede recibir hoy mismo.
Today I can receive a miracle.
Puede recibir hoy mismo tu
today
sanidad.
You can receive your healing.
Puede recibir hoy mismo
today you can receive
esa petición
that
que tú
petition
tienes.
That you have.
Tus hijos,
your children,
tu esposo,
your husband,
tu esposa,
your wife,
por tu familia,
for your family,
por la iglesia,
for the church.
La fe es la certeza
faith
de lo que esperamos.
Is the certainty of what we're waiting for.
Es la convicción de lo que no vemos.
Is the conviction of what we cannot see.
El ayuno debe de ser un estilo de vida para la iglesia.
Fasting should be a style of life for the church.
No una opción.
It's not an option.
En el Centro Cristiano Río de Agua Viva,
in our church,
comenzamos el año con 21 días de ayuno.
We start the year with 21 days of fasting.
So el 31 por la noche,
so on the 31st at night,
toda la carne que sobra,
every meat that is in our refrigerator,
la damos a los animalitos.
We give it to the animals or
porque no comemos más carne.
We don't eat meat after that.
No comemos más café.
We don't drink coffee
sodas,
or sodas
dulces,
or candy.
Comemos puros vegetales.
We eat vegetables.
Y agua.
And water.
21 días.
21 days.
Es la primicia que le ofrecemos a Dios.
The firstlings
para
that
ese año
to
que vamos
Lord.
A comenzar.
For that
implicando salud para nuestra vida, fuerza para nuestro pueblo
strength,
y bendiciones para
over
todos.
Our people and blessings over everyone.
Es un medio para apropiarse del poder de Dios.
It's a medium to appropriate ourselves of the power of God.
El ayuno es un canal.
Fasting is a channel
para los cristianos navegar
for the Christians to navigate
de una manera libre
in a free way
en la vida. Al que el Señor libertare
so that the Lord will free.
Será verdaderamente libre.
Those who the Lord frees, they will be truly freed.
Jesucristo dijo,
Jesus Christ said,
conocerán la verdad.
You will know the truth.
Y la verdad los hará
libres. And the
libres.
Truth will set you free.
Hablando de sí mismo.
He was talking about himself.
Y como Jesús.
And Jesus,
es la verdad nuestra.
He is our truth.
Él continuó diciendo,
he continues to say,
y al que el Hijo libertare,
and that who the Son liberates,
será verdaderamente,
will be really
libre.
Set free.
Si tú no eres libre todavía,
if you are not free yet,
de alguna cuestión,
if you have any question about
algún problema,
or if there's any problem,
algún vicio,
there's maybe an addiction,
malas palabras,
bad words,
actitudes,
attitudes,
todas esas son cadenas,
all those things are chains,
que atan la vida,
that chain you,
de los creyentes,
that chains the life of a believer.
Pero al que el Hijo libertare,
but whoever Jesus Christ
será verdaderamente
frees, they will be really free.
Esta mañana yo
so
declaro,
this morning I declare,
que su bendición,
that his blessing,
viene a tu vida,
comes to your life,
como un whisper, como
as,
un,
as a whisper,
como un,
as a,
no, en español la palabra, como un susurro a tu,
as a whisper,
a tu oído,
as a whisper to your ear,
diciéndote,
saying to you,
tú puedes ser libre hoy,
you can be free today.
¿Lo cree?
Can you believe it?
Tú puedes ser libre hoy.
You can be free today.
Como iglesia,
as a church,
somos una asamblea.
We are an assembly.
Que el pastor convoca continuamente.
That the pastor calls out to continuously.
La convoca para que podamos,
he calls them to,
hacer un altar de adoración.
To do an altar of worship.
Para la gloria de
for
Dios.
For the glory of God.
Para que Dios,
so that the Lord,
haga un milagro.
Will do then a miracle.
Para que Dios,
so that the Lord,
bendiga al que necesita.
Will bless that, the one
para
that
que
needs
Dios
to be blessed. So that
the sane al que necesita.
Will heal the one who needs healing.
Joel 1:14.
Joel 1:14.
Dice, convoquen al pueblo.
It says, call out to the people.
Proclamen ayuno.
And proclaim fasting.
Cuando el pastor convoca un ayuno.
When the pastor asks for a fasting.
No es que se le ocurrió.
It's not because it just occurred to him.
No, Dios.
God.
Pone en el corazón de él.
Puts it in his heart.
Hagan esto.
Do this.
Convoca a la congregación.
Call out the church.
Y la congregación
and
al
the
hacerlo.
Church, when they follow it and they do it.
Yo me imagino que desde el satélite del cielo.
I imagine that from that satellite of heaven.
Cuando eso sucede,
when that happens,
se ven esos grandes destellos de luz.
You can see those flashes of light.
Cuando una congregación
when
está en ayuno es como
fasting, like,
un destello de luz.
It's like these rays of light.
Dios dice, conviértanse
convert yourself
a mí.
To me.
Dios dice, conviértanse a mí.
He said, convert yourself to me.
En ayuno.
In fasting.
En lloro.
In crying out.
En quebranto.
In crying out.
En otras palabras, Dios está diciendo,
so that, in other words, the Lord is saying,
sean mansos y humildes.
You be humble.
Jesucristo
meek.
Dijo, aprendan
Jesus
de mí.
Jesus Christ said, learn
que soy manso
from
y humilde
that
de corazón.
I am humble and I am meek at heart.
Y encontrarán paz
and
para vuestras almas.
Peace. You'll find peace for your soul.
La humildad,
the humility,
Dios la premia.
God rewards it.
Yo creo que todos luchamos cada día contra ese.
And I think we all have trials and we all struggle.
Sí, es como una cadena, es como
with
una
this,
sombra que,
it's
que
like
nos.
It's like a chain. It's like a shadow.
En Estados Unidos.
In the United States.
Nosotros somos muy.
We're very.
Muy prosperados, digámoslo.
We're very prosperous.
¿Cuántos son prosperados?
We can say that. How
si
many
tú
of you
no
are
lo sientes,
if you don't feel it,
tienes que saber lo que tú eres prosperado.
You have to know that you are prospering.
No importa cómo tú vives.
It doesn't matter how you live.
No importa cuál sea tu
it
necesidad.
Doesn't matter what you,
tú eres prosperado.
You are prospered.
Pero bueno.
But
en Estados Unidos.
In the United States.
Tenemos ese problema.
We have somewhat of a problem.
Como tenemos muchas cosas.
Because we have lots of things.
Muchas veces la gente no tiene necesidad.
A lot of times people don't have the need.
O no siente la
or
necesidad.
Or they don't feel the need.
De humillarse ante el Señor.
To humble themselves before
no,
the Lord.
No, no, no. Yo cómo me voy a humillar.
Oh, no,
mi traje se me va a estrenar.
How am I going to humble myself? My suit is going to get dirty.
No, 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 no. Yo, que vaya otro. Ve tú.
Somebody else can go. You go.
Eso no le gusta a Dios.
God doesn't like that.
Dios dice.
God says.
Nosotros somos.
We are.
Administradores.
We are administrators.
De todo lo que tenemos.
Of everything that
y de
we
todo
have,
lo que somos.
And of everything that we are.
Pero no es nuestro.
But it's not ours.
Es de él.
It's his.
Mi vida le pertenece a él.
My life belongs to him.
Mis hijos le pertenecen a él.
My children belong to him.
Todo lo que somos,
everything that we are,
le pertenece.
Belongs to him.
Por eso,
that's why,
no hay nada que sea tan valioso,
there's nothing that's so valuable,
o tan significante,
or so significant,
para adorar a Dios.
To worship the Lord.
Todo lo que hacemos,
everything that we do,
es así.
It's like this.
Sin embargo,
however,
no importa cuán poquito
it doesn't
sea,
matter how small it is.
Dios lo ve
God
así,
sees it
con los brazos
like
abiertos.
This, with his
come
hands wide open, saying,
vengan
to
a
me.
Mí. ¿Están cansados?
If you are tired,
cargados,
if you're weary,
vengan a mí.
Come to me.
Yo los haré descansar.
I will allow you
Dios
to
nunca
rest.
Te dice,
God never says,
¿por qué no
why,
has venido?
Why haven't you come?
¿Por qué no diez más?
Why didn't you give a tithe?
¿Por qué no perdonas?
Why don't you forgive?
Dios está esperando.
God is waiting.
Que tú,
that you,
a través del mensaje,
through the message,
a través del ejemplo
through
de los demás,
the example of other people,
aprendas a hacer lo mismo.
That you learn to do the same.
Ayuna.
Fast.
Humíllate delante del Señor.
Humble yourself before the Lord.
Y el Señor,
and the Lord,
te hará fuerte para que
will
hagas
make you strong
lo que
so that
tú
you
no puedes
can do
hacer hoy.
What you can't do today.
El ayuno es un arma poderosa.
Fasting is a powerful weapon.
Y cuando va acompañada de oración,
and when it's accompanied by prayer,
es super poderoso.
It's a super weapon. Super powerful.
Tenemos ejemplos.
It's, there's many examples
que a través de la Biblia,
that throughout the Bible,
hemos visto personajes,
we have been seen, we
ayunar,
have seen people fast
y ver resultados.
And we've seen this, you've seen the results.
Antes de Jesús,
before Jesus,
nosotros podíamos ver,
we could see
personajes como
certain characters like
Daniel,
Daniel,
Moisés,
Moses,
y podemos mencionar Nehemías,
and Nehemías. We can even mention Nehemías.
Pero cuando Jesús vino,
but when Jesus Christ came,
él vino,
he came
a enseñarnos
to show us
como él quiere.
How he wants
que nosotros ayunemos.
How he wants us to fast.
Cuando él ayuna 40 días.
When he fasted 40 days.
Y 40 noches.
And 40 nights.
Dos veces lo hizo.
Two times he did it.
Él se prepara.
He prepared himself.
Para lo que está por venir.
For what is to come.
Cuando la iglesia está ayunando.
When the church is fasting.
Está preparándose.
They're preparing
para lo
themselves
que está por venir.
For what is to come.
No habrá demonio.
No, there's no demons.
No habrá fuerza.
There's no force.
No habrá poder.
There won't be any power.
En contra de la iglesia.
Against the church.
Que prospere.
That will prosper.
Porque si Dios es con
because
nosotros.
Because if God is with us.
¿Quién contra
who
nosotros?
Who can be against us?
La Biblia dice
the Bible
que
says that
Jesús.
Jesus.
Cuando él ayunó.
When he fasted.
El diablo vino y lo tentó.
The devil came and tempted him.
¿Has sufrido alguna tentación últimamente?
Have you suffered any temptations lately?
Te invito a que ayunes.
I invite you.
Y cuando el tentador venga,
and when the one who tempts
tú podrás
to
responder
you,
como Jesucristo respondió.
You can respond like Jesus Christ responded.
Escrito está.
Written it is, he said.
Escrito está.
Written it is.
Está escrito que no tentarás al Señor tu Dios.
It is written that you will not tempt your God.
Está escrito que ninguna arma forjada en contra de ti prevalecerá.
It is written that no weapon formed against you will prosper.
Escrito está.
It is written that
que si Dios es con nosotros,
if God is with us,
¿quién contra nosotros?
Who can be against us?
Escrito está.
It is written that
que el pueblo que ayuna y ora,
the people who fast and who pray,
tiene el poder de Dios.
They have the power of God.
Escrito está.
It is written that
que hay cierta generación de demonios
of demons
que no salen sino
that will not come
con ayuno
with,
y oración.
Without fasting.
Escrito
in
está
prayer. It is written that
que el pueblo que adora a Dios
that the people who worship
verá
God
la gloria
will
de Dios.
See the glory of God.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Gloria a Cristo.
Glory to God.
Dios quiere que nosotros vivamos una vida contenta.
God wants us to live a happy life.
Que no tengamos
that we don't have
ningún problema para adorar.
Any problems in worshiping.
Cuando Jesús
when Jesus
nos invita
invites us
a ayunar,
to fast,
él está diciendo,
he's saying,
tienen ustedes
do you have
un poder
power
que no comprenden,
you have a power that you don't understand,
que muchas veces no lo usan,
that many times you don't use it,
y que son pocos los que lo usan,
and there's very few that use it.
Y esto me trae a mí a la reflexión,
and so this brings to me a reflection,
como en los tiempos que vivimos actuales,
like in the times that we live now.
Usted compra un teléfono celular,
you
una computadora,
you buy a cell phone or you buy a computer,
que tiene
that has
pero una capacidad inmensa,
this immense capacity,
Y usted solo la usa para mandar emails.
And then all you do is just send emails through this.
Y para escribir su propio documento.
And to just write your documents.
Posiblemente use un 10% de la capacidad.
Maybe you use about 10% of the capacity of this device.
En nuestra vida espiritual.
In our spiritual life.
Pasa similar.
It's similar to that.
Por no orar y ayunar.
Because we don't pray and we don't fast.
No usamos el poder que Dios nos ha dado.
We don't use the power that God has given us.
Por tanto, esta mañana yo te invito.
So this morning I'm inviting you.
Que tomes una decisión.
That you make a decision.
Que cambies,
that you change,
que transformes,
that you transform
tu vida,
your life,
y tu corazón,
and your heart,
en un santuario para
in
la
a sanctuary
Dios.
For the glory of God.
Dios ha dicho,
God has said,
los que a mí vienen, yo no los echo fuera.
Those who come to me, I will not cast them out.
Solamente el poder de Dios,
only the power of God,
puede hacer,
can do
las cosas que los hombres no pueden
hacer. Those things that man can do.
Dios quiere que la gente
God
viva,
wants that people, for people to live.
Conforme a su voluntad.
According to his will.
Dios quiere que la gente viva.
God wants that people
recordándolo
live,
a él.
Remembering him.
Dios quiere que la gente viva.
God wants you to live.
Con gozo y con alegría.
With joy and with
aún
happiness.
En medio de los problemas.
Even in the middle of the trials and the problems.
El apóstol Pablo dice.
Apostle Paul will say.
He aprendido a tener contentamiento.
To have happiness.
Cuando tengo mucho.
When I have a lot.
Y cuando tengo
or when
poco.
I just have a little.
He aprendido a estar contento
I
en todo.
I have learned to be happy in all.
Dice la palabra de Dios.
The word of God says.
Todas las cosas ayudan para bien.
All things help for good.
Para los que aman.
Though, to those who love God.
Ama a Dios con todo tu corazón.
Love God
no
with
importa
all your heart. It doesn't matter.
Si alguien.
If someone.
Dice que no.
Says no.
No importa si alguien te critica por ello.
It doesn't matter if somebody criticizes you for
lo
it.
Que importa es que Dios te mire.
What matters is that God sees you.
Y Dios que te mire en lo secreto.
And that the Lord who sees you in the secret.
En lo público.
In the public.
Él te premiará.
He will reward you.
Esta mañana yo quiero decirte.
So this morning I want to tell you.
Que los hombres que se disponen a orar y ayunar.
The man that sets themselves to pray and
también arrastran a su familia.
To pray and fast, they also bring their family with them.
Con amor.
With love.
No tienen que forzarlos.
They don't have to force them.
Sino que les predican con el ejemplo.
They preach to them with example.
Y no solamente a su familia.
And not only to their families.
Pero también a otros.
But also to other
que les conocen.
Who they know.
Sigamos practicando el ayuno.
Let's continue to practice
y la oración.
Fasting and prayer.
Para que el poder de Dios
so
sea desatado en esta
God
iglesia.
Is unleashed upon this church.
Para que el poder de Dios sea desatado
so the
en
power
tu vida.
Of God is unleashed over your life.
Para que nuestras vidas.
So that our lives.
Para que nuestros ministerios.
So that our ministries.
Para que nuestras comunidades.
So that our communities.
Sean pueblos que adoran a Dios.
Be people that worship the Lord.
Y Dios derrame su bendición.
And that he will
porque donde dos o más estén reunidos.
Because we're two or more together in the name of Jesus.
Ahí está él.
He is there.
Que Dios le bendiga ricamente.
May God bless you richly.
Que la paz de Dios sea
and
con
may
ustedes.
The peace of God be with you.
Y que el Señor ponga en sus corazones.
And may the Lord put in your heart
amor,
love,
gozo,
joy,
y paz.
And peace.
En el nombre de Jesús.
In the name of Jesus.
Amén.
Amen.
Amén.
I'm not sure where you are today. I do know where God is today. Many of you have been on this journey this week. Many of you have not, for whatever reason, and nobody's judging that. Nobody's judging that. Thank you for the Word of God today that encourages us that it doesn't have to be a call of the pastor for you to fast, for you to pray, for you to grow in your relationship. See, that was the purpose of the fast is to get rid of distractions and spend time alone with the Father, getting closer in the relationship with Him. For some, there may not be a relationship. For some, maybe that relationship had been abandoned for a long time. For others, you're always craving more. You're craving more of His presence, more of His power, more of His comfort, more of His assurance in your life. Whatever, wherever you are in that today, I want to just invite you to respond to what the Holy Spirit has laid on your heart this morning. If you'll notice, the front looks a little bit different. Now we've had, this week we've had cushions because people have been on their knees. And so I've left those out this morning. If you want to come to the altar, oh, by all means, the altar is always open for you. If you would like to pray with someone for whatever reason, I'll be here. Rebecca will be here. Pastor Nelson would be honored to pray with you if you would choose to ask him to pray for you. Others in this room would pray for you. I just want to invite you to respond. It may be that you're struggling. It may be that you're not struggling. You're just on fire. You got to tell somebody about it. If the Spirit is telling you to respond, to do something about that, let me challenge you. Don't resist the Holy Spirit. Don't resist the Holy Spirit. Would you stand for a moment? We're going to sing a song here in just a second. I just want to encourage you. This is your time. This is your time. This is not anybody else's time. This is between you and God the Father. What are you going to do with that moment? Are you going to honor Him in that moment? You're going to be standoffish in that moment? The call is yours. The call is yours. Father in heaven, help us. Help us to be brave. Help us to be bold. Help us to be strong. Father, help us to desire You more and more and more every day, every moment. Father, I pray for the ones in this room this morning, Father, that the ones that experienced this week of power and prayer and fasting, Father, their lives would never be the same again. That now they have tasted something. They go, oh, I didn't know it existed, but now I crave it. Father, I pray for those that have not tasted yet, that they would desire to have a taste. Father, we are Yours. We tell You, have Your way in us. Oh, but Father, may we be honest in when we say that. Have Your way in us. You're the boss. You're in charge. That's what surrender means. You are in charge. You are the God Almighty. You are high above. I am Yours. I will do what You say. Father, help us to be obedient to You in Jesus' name. Amen.